You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? I'm going to point out the obvious that probably isn't so obvious to some of you. It's obvious to me because I have a trained eye. I'm trained to see these type of things over the period of my whole lifetime. I've been trained to pick up on things, to be intuitive. And I'll tell you what, my training is driving me freaking nuts right now. And here's why. Okay, so I recently learned that there's allegedly nobody inside of the hotels because of the virus and whatnot. But here's the catch. Those doors to the hotels aren't locked. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry could just walk up in there from what I understand. Now, you getting away with it, that's all another deal because who knows what kind of security they got hidden up in there that they're not telling you about during this virus. And don't get me wrong, those places probably are not empty. And here's how I know that they're doing something weird inside these hotels is because they've got tons of homeless people out in parking lots that they're letting sleep on the parking lots in little marked off positions. They get a rectangle square drawn on the ground, and those are your designated spots to lay your I'm sorry, this is just really haunting and creepy to me the more I think about this. But they got your little spots that you lay down in with your sleeping bag, right? So once everybody's asleep, like, are there people taking advantage of this? Are they drawing their bloods while they're all sleeping? Like, what is the point? Or is it so they go out during the day and they can track you and know where you're going to be going to and from every day? What's the deal here? What's the deal? Because we all know that this is a parasite and host situation. And if you don't know, now you know, baby. And I'm just saying, because why aren't we putting those people in the parking lots inside of the hotels? Oh, they probably don't want the damage that it will come with, right? Wrong. Did you know how much money they're making? That they could afford to fix a hotel room. Sorry, but they can. Especially after raking in $190 billion off the Las Vegas shooting. We're only taking Vegas into account here, okay? We're only talking about Vegas right now. And I'm sorry that I didn't make that clear in the beginning, but we're talking about Vegas. This is something I saw going down in Vegas. And so, but this is okay? This is all okay with you guys? I mean, it's not okay with me. That's frantically nuts, if you ask me to put it in a very peculiar way. That's my peculiar way to put it. It just makes me remember what happened during the Las Vegas shooting, how there was blood on the walls, but it was swatted out by basically somebody took Photoshop to the photos, the still photos of the crime scene. There was blood on the walls, blood on the couch. I mean, blood was everywhere. Now, whether that, I think that was the real blood, but the fake blood is what was on quote-unquote Stephen Paddock's dead body. Because we all know whoever that is had been strangled. Whoever that was is strangled. And they spent tons of time in that room. I'm talking about the cops. SWAT. They spent, and then also said that this guy's been dead for a minute. A hot minute. So you know that nigga was smelling nasty. You know he was nasty. Louis Francisco, who was the dead body on the floor, was smelling nasty. Just rotten. I know they was. He had to have been. And then two gunshots go, okay, look, this is not about the Las Vegas shooting. Even though it should be all about the Las Vegas shooting. But I really don't want to spill the beans here about that because I don't know what's still going on with that. I don't know if it's, I know I'm still studying it, so to speak. I'm still investigating it, even though the FBI might not be, but they say that they are. So let's just see what they come up with before I end up president. Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I will make sure that I rule this country. Because it has to happen. There cannot be any two ways about this. I have to be the ruler. Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting all the same BS, all the same garbage, all the same results, all the same puppeteering. Aren't you tired of it? I'm sick of it. It's nasty. You're nasty, bruh. I'm tired of it. Let's say everything going on was just a big money heist. It was all a scam for our country to make money. Like, how does that... Like, are you cool with that? Are you cool with that? Any means necessary, right? Terrify the public, right? Make them believe. You're cool with that? I know I'm not. I'm not okay with... I'm tired of being taken advantage of. I was tired of being taken advantage of way back when. Let's just... I could go way, way back, but let's just go back to Vegas. I was in Vegas and people are just taking advantage of me, making fun of me, getting me fired from my job. I mean, the list goes on, all the crap that went on to me in Vegas. I'm sorry, this is really hard to talk about. Because I went through so much shit. I am talking about just pain and misery. Tormented, treated like I'm just some kind of lowly ass piece of shit. And I know you guys can identify with that. I know you guys feel where I'm coming from with that. I know that the locals there in Las Vegas have had it up to here with the nightmare bullshit going on. It's garbage. People are being taken advantage of in such nasty, sick ways. I don't get it. I don't like it. It's messed up. You know, I had this dream that I was in the bottom of the Vatican, and I walked into this bathroom, and I was like, man, I really gotta take a shit. I sat down to take a shit, and all these bugs started crawling out from underneath the floor, the cracks in the floor, and out of the bathtub. And I mean, you ever seen that one movie where all the roaches are like infesting the room? It was like that, except it was all types of bugs. It was caterpillars. It was just nasty shit. And it was dark in there, but there was like this light blue light in there that like I could barely illuminated the room. Whenever I say light blue, I mean it was like, it was very dim. Not the color light blue. But I'm seeing all of this and I'm freaked out and I'm just sitting on the toilet and I can't move because I'm just surrounded by all this nasty shit. And one of my cousins comes in and she says, I'm sorry, Chance. I'm so sorry. Could you imagine that? It's gross. It's weird. It's a very scary dream. It's the worst nightmare I've ever had. I woke up and I was like, whoa, there are secret compartments in the Vatican. This is before I ever knew about the Vatican. I can't believe it. I cannot believe all the shit that I've been through and have come to discover because of all the things that I've been through. I mean, nobody wants this life. Let's say you're part of this. They have done this to you. They have woken you up in the same manner, in a very rude awakening type of way. Good morning, Vietnam. Kaboom. You're toast. It's not very cool. I don't like it at all. I really don't. I don't even know what to say about all this. It's just that I'm tired of it, man. I'm very tired of it. I'm gonna read something to you because I feel like you guys should know some of the stuff that I've been putting out. So I'll read one of my articles to you. Did Chance Trahan expose the deep state? Deep state media is obsessed with cyber-stalking nonpartisan presidential candidate Chance Trahan, and he's officially had enough. April 18th, 2020. Ever since unofficial sheriff at large of Clark County, Las Vegas, Nevada, Chance Trahan, started investigating the case of Hillary Clinton, the deep state hasn't let up on the cyber-stalking, constant harassment, and interference of the nonpartisan presidential candidate's personal life. Who in their right mind torments someone so badly that they have no other choice but to run for president just to protect themselves? I've been put through so many excruciating situations that most people would have committed suicide. The things that happened to me is something you see in a horror film. several horror films at that, the sheriff exclaims. You seen the movie Misery? That's what living with Ashley Lynn Moore of Tempe, Arizona is like. She lied to me about the baby being mine. Her firstborn belongs to a local drug dealer named Jonathan. I used to buy my weed from him. She allegedly traded narcotics that she'd steal from patients at the hospital on Shea in Scottsdale for meth. I called and reported this to the nursing board and staff, and she's still employed there from what I understand. She would claim that patients refused their medications and then she'd pocket the drugs instead of throwing them away like she's supposed to do. And this is aside from the article. I was finding morphine pills. I didn't even know morphine came in a pill. Liquid formation. It looked like a NyQuil pill or DayQuil pill. Well, like what? Wait, where was I at? And then she'd pocket them. Her patients would be so pissed off that they would try to kill her right there in a hospital, and she'd have to call security just to have the patient strapped down to their bed against their will. Imagine that, restrained against your will because of something she's doing. Which sounds a lot like this coronavirus lockdown situation, to be quite honest, Chance says. I allege that with the help of incumbent Senator Martha McSally, she made my life hell. She threw me in jail, claiming spousal abuse when she was the one abusing me. And I've got several witnesses to prove my claims. She's got one friend who's willing to lie for her. That's it. She tore the kids out of my life and then threw me in jail again. Yes, again after the fact. Just so she could have 100% custody. How greedy is that? Even more recently, Ashley, along with the help of several others associated with Hillary Clinton's deep state, are harassing and cyberstalking me to no end. Between Alaskan reporter Greg Knight and the Juneau police chief that I threatened to put under arrest for gross neglect, Ed Mercer, I'm seeing no end to any of this in sight. I have you know that this chief, Ed Mercer, did whatever he could do to have me arrested on a warrant out of Las Vegas as non-extraditable, Sheriff Trahan closes with. https://chancetrahan.com. Now, the reason I read that is because there's some things that I want to touch on that I did not write about. What am I talking about with Greg Knight? Alaskan reporter? Yeah. He thinks he's this great reporter from Alaska. So we are going to look at what he's been sending me through Facebook. You such a fucking snowflake pussy. No wonder every woman leaves you. If you want to talk, call 907-713-5219. I'm heading to Cali. Your number is up, bruh. This is back on April 2nd. Here it is, April 18th, and still no faggot-ass Greg Knight. And he sent this from an account GK Sterling. Yeah, okay. All right, dude. Whatever. So, we're gonna address what he said. First off, I'm not the fucking snowflake pussy. It's him. He's the snowflake. If I was to get into his face, okay, let me put it to you this way. I got into his face once and he had nothing to say. He was just a nuisance. You guys remember that town hall meeting that I had? Well, he was hanging out in front of the room that I was going to have it in. And I'm sure he was asking people, hey, are you here for it? Maybe it's, no, it's canceled. Like, who knows what he said, but I'm sure that he did it. Driving people away, making people think I'm a scumbag. It's awful. No wonder every woman leaves you. That's bullshit. That's absolute garbage. Do tell me every woman that has ever left me. Please do. Are you sure that I haven't left a lot of these women? Or they didn't deserve to be left? But I stuck it out with them anyways for the sake of the kids? Wow, you really are a sick son of a bitch, aren't you? If you wanna talk, call 907-713-5219. Hell no, I don't wanna talk to you, fucking faggot. I don't wanna fucking talk to your stupid ass. Are you kidding me? Ha! Get the fuck out of here. I'm heading to Cali. No, you're not. And even if you did, good luck. Your number is up, bruh. Oh yeah? What number is that? You tell me, what number is that? Is it the number that you keep calling and harassing me with? Chance! Chance! Dude, like, go fuck yourself. All of you can go fuck yourself. Now we're gonna look at what Ed Mercer's son says. He says, "Hey, how was the lockdown in Pomona, brother? Like, I'm his fucking friend. We chatted up T-Swim, and you guys all know what fucking happened with fucking T-Faggot Scam. He is with us now," and then he winks. "Good, you motherfuckers deserve each other. Is it Elizabeth you renting from? Just curious. Like, who gives a fuck? Mind your own fucking business. Don't you have a fucking kid or something out there? Like, tend to your fucking business before you get hurt, motherfucker. And we have peeps in the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department and Pomona Police Department. Badge number 172 gives his regards," and then he smiles. Okay. "Who gives two shits or a fuck what you got out here? Because I'm going to have to remind some of you, I am a presidential candidate, and I'm well respected by those out here. Yay! I just want to give a round of applause to those who have welcomed me here in Los Angeles, Pomona, California, Claremont, and all the surrounding areas. You guys have been nothing but hospitable. And believe me, I come from Vegas and the South, so you know I got Southern hospitality. You know I got it in my blood." And then he goes on to say that my quote-unquote baby mama says, "Hey, bruh." Ashley says, "Hey, bruh." Like, I really want to fucking hear from her. The only thing I want to hear from her is that I'm sorry. I'm sorry, and I will never do it again. Would you like to spend some time with your kids? That's all I want to hear from her. I don't want to fucking hear that she says hey through some fucking third-party faggot-ass piece of bullshit. Oh yeah, but she's in cahoots with him, right? Because she's such a wonderful person that she is teaming up with somebody who has nothing better to do than to fucking obsess about me and harass me on Facebook. What a fucking fat loser. Both of y'all are fat loser piece of shit drug heads. That's all y'all are. Y'all are on meth. Y'all motherfuckers gots to be on meth. God damn, man. Get a fucking life. Don't believe me about T-Scam? 203-908-1920, LOL. And then he says, "Look what we found." And it's this ruling in court. It's a docket for family court. And it's trying to say that there's a judgment of paternity. Okay, well, let me ask you a question. How can this court rule on paternity when there has been no paternity test? I rest my fucking case. You got nothing, bruh. You know what else? You know what else is sick about all this? These motherfuckers were stealing my blood. You can go on acapnews.com and check it out for yourselves. I wrote a whole article about all the bullshit that happened in Juneau, Alaska. That's nasty. So now imagine what they're doing in your town.